Our story goes back to the time that the Romans were ruling in Israel, and it's well known that they were very cruel towards us. One of the things they were suspicious was that we would rebel, which we did, as is well known. They were very harsh with us. And in the city of Kisrin, there was the Roman governor, which in Israel was like the Roman king. He was the one running the show here. So the soldiers who were in charge of protecting him, they were always checking out the city to ensure that no one wanted to assassinate him. That was one of the big steps in rebelling, assassinating the governor. That's how Shaul started the rebellion. When King Saul was appointed king, they assassinated the Philistine governor. Being very, very careful, the guards of the Roman governor would not allow any Jew to sleep over in the city unless he lived there. So no stranger was allowed to sleep over in this city. And once a Jew was there from a faraway city, and he was there on business, and he didn't finish his business until night settled. And he had a person he knew in Kisrin, and he went to him and he said, "Do me a favor, let me sleep by you tonight, because I can't leave at night. If I try to leave at night, I'm worried who knows which Romans I'll bump into, and who knows what wild animals I'll bump into." Now, the friend was a little bit concerned, because here he was also endangering himself. You know, if the Romans choose to do a search on that night and they find him with a guest, he'd also be punished. And finally, he decided, it's such a big mitzvah, achnasas orchim, he said, "Fine, you can stay by me." Turns out that night the Romans decided to do a search, and they come into the house and they see a stranger. And when they see a stranger, they realize that this person has gone against the law, and so they put him in jail, and they ask the guest, what's he been up to here in Kisrin? Now, the guest was very worried. Here he's standing in front of soldiers that are known for their cruelty. I mean, Roman soldiers, one of their favorite pastimes when they were laying siege on Jerusalem was capturing the Jews that tried to flee and slitting their stomachs open while they were alive going through their stomachs to see if they had hidden any jewels in their stomachs. The Arabs today, I don't know if you guys know, do a similar thing. One of the things Arabs like doing when they catch a Jew is killing him and taking out his intestines and putting them in his hands as he dies. Taking out that's what they did in the lynch. I don't know if you guys know this. This is like, so the Romans did it because they wanted to see if the Jews had hidden any jewels in their stomachs. The Arabs do it out of cruelty. So the guest, he was an intelligent person, and he had bitachon, which always gives a person strength to stand up in difficult times. So he put on an act. He made believe that he was insulted. And he turned to the Roman guards and he said, "What do you guys want from me? I'm one of the kings. I'm from the king's home. You have the gall to want to imprison me?" Now, when he said, "I'm from the king's home," in his mind he was thinking, "I'm from the king's home, the king above." But the soldiers, they thought that he's from the king, their king. So they didn't believe him, but they were a little bit concerned. What are they going to do now? You know, if they do treat him roughly, and turns out he wasn't lying, then they're in trouble. So they didn't know what to do. So they decide they're going to put him in jail. And in the morning, they can't wake up the governor now. In the morning, they'll find out what's happening. In the morning, they bring him to the castle, and they leave him outside. And they go to the governor, and they tell the governor, "Last night we went through the homes, and in a Jew's home we found a Jew who claims that he's from your home. He's, so the governor, he was thinking, what could be? Someone from my home is out in a Jew's home in the middle of the night. So he said, bring him in. And they bring in the Jew. And the governor asks him, do you recognize me? Now, the Jew wasn't quite certain who he was talking to. He sees a Roman dressed in important clothing, but he didn't know that this was the governor. So he said truthfully, he said, no, my master. So he said to him, so then how could you be one of my home if you don't even recognize me? Now, the Jew realized that he's standing now before the governor. And I realized that he better do something right now. So he spoke truthfully. He said honestly. He said, please, my master, the governor, I am not from your home. But I had faith in you that you will treat me with justice and mercy. And if I wouldn't have said that I'm from your home, then your soldiers would have beat me. They wouldn't have believed me that I'm only here one day because of business and I couldn't make it back home. But I knew that if I say I'm from your family, they'll bring me before you. And you, I knew I could trust to be an honest and fair person and understand that sometimes there are pressing circumstances and that a person can't do anything about it, them. And then you'll treat me fairly. So the governor hears that. He turns to the soldiers and he says, this man had faith in me. This man knew that I would take good care of him. Well, I want to honor that faith that he had in me. Let him go and let him go home in peace. And the Jew on his way home started thinking. And he said to himself, gee, if a Roman governor, when he heard that I had faith in him, so then he had much more mercy on me. How much more so would that be the case if only I really put my faith in my Father up in heaven? And then he said, yeah, but the truth is, the one who I really had faith in was him, the one up above, not the Roman governor. I just had to give him a good answer. So the Jew made it home. This story is quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni in Tehillim. And the Jew made it home in peace.
This is quoted in what?
In Yalkut.